Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something luckers who will let us get away with it.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you
to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we will have Joanne Moretti joining us as usual on Wednesdays. And if you want to be a part of the show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here. Joanne, welcome in.
Hello. Thank you very much. Hello to you, Proof. How you doing tonight? How was your birthday last week?
It happened. I guess I'm getting old. I'm 51 now.
Yeah, well, happy birthday again. Yeah, my traveling, I enjoyed myself, too. I had a good time.
Oh, okay.
So, thank you for having me in on Wednesday.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about tonight. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we got to make up for lost time here.
Yeah, we do. All kinds of stuff happened while we were off last week.
So, first thing I want to get into here is everybody now, it's almost a foregone conclusion that Michael Robinson Obama is going to be the nominee because he is a nice lady.
Yeah, well, I just saw something that she was over in Germany giving a speech, and she got $741,000 for speaking for 1 hour. Now, you know,
yes,
that's how they launder money. But,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she's over there with the high rollers. What's she need all that money for? Yeah, she's going to run. She's going to run.
Yeah, so that just takes care of some super PACs and stuff, right?
Yeah, that takes care of Joe Biden. It takes care of the Kamala Harris problem. They just got to keep him there until the primaries. They got to keep Biden in, because if Biden steps down now and Kamala Harris takes over, that makes her an incumbent, and that would make her a lot harder to beat. They wouldn't just throw her out after only being there for a few months. So they would be more committed to her. But if they can get rid of both of them in a primary, and you know Michelle Obama would beat Biden hands down. They might as well just hand her the nomination now. And I'm sure that's going to upset Newsom, unless she chooses him as her running mate. But wouldn't that put pressure on her? What?
I could see that, though.
I can see it happening, too. It's already taking place. It's setting up. You know, you and I talked about this. We called it a long time ago. Michelle was being the dark horse.
I never considered Newsom as the vice president until we're just now talking about it.
Yeah, well, he'd have to settle for that. A pretty boy isn't going to do anything for a national election. Everybody will laugh at him. But that's his foot in the door, and she'd have to watch her back, because that's a cutthroat situation going on right there. He wants the top job. And if she just sails by everybody and it gets handed to her, he's going to think he got robbed, unless they find him.
Not just that. Well, how do you think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. feels?
Oh, he already knows they're not going to let him be the nominee. They'll let him run. Sure, you can run. You can spend money. You can buy ads. But you ain't getting that nomination any more than Bernie was. Remember when Bernie was running?
Robert
Kennedy talked about
said he was already told he's not getting the nomination, so don't run.
Right. And Bernie, he actually thought he might get the nomination, even though Nancy Pelosi told us no socialist is going to get the nomination. But she told us up front. They always tell us. But, you know, everybody, they were donating to Bernie and rooting for Bernie. And then Bernie actually got it in his head that he might have been ripped off. And as soon as he started asking questions, they indicted his wife, remember? Got her on some bogus stuff with the university, saying that she was embezzling, something like that. And then when he finally gave it up, all those charges went away, and he got the new cabin house up there on the lake and the new car. And all was well in Whoville. But, yeah, they're really going to have to give Newsom a whole bunch of little consolation prizes. But
well,
she's going to steal
it. He's doing that stupid debate tonight, right? Or is that tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. Tonight is the Republican debate. Is he going up against that? So I don't know who's going to watch it.
I know that Sean Hannity is in L.A. right now because he's going to do a debate between Gruesome and DeSantis.
Oh.
So maybe
that's
tomorrow
after.
Then.
Yeah, maybe it's tomorrow because tonight is the Republican debate. And
right.
Asa Hutchinson didn't make it, but the others did. And now Mike Pence come out and said, well, you know, if I get the nomination, I'll consider Chris Christie as my VP running mate. Are you kidding me? Those two have a better chance of getting struck by lightning in a cave.
Wow.
Yeah, neither one of those. Yeah, what a smack in the face to Christie, though. You think Christie's going to take that? I'm running for the top job.
Well,
the two of them
Chris Christie will come out and say Mike Pence would make a good vice president.
Right. Yeah, he already knows what he's doing in that job. Not really, though. He screwed that up. He was doing good, too, right up until the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what that judge did to Trump today?
Everybody's been talking about that. So the judge,
yeah,
does the judge decide what the value is of a house?
He doesn't. This is personal. He doesn't decide that. And, you know, do they think that Donald Trump just picked up the phone and said, hey, bank, I want this much money and my property's worth this, so send the check? That's not how it works. For loans that size, you have to go, of course, through the bank, and then they send out their appraisers to appraise everything. You have to list all of your assets, and they evaluate them. And then you have the underwriter and the title company. So they also have to send their appraisers. And they have to come up with a number. So Trump didn't just call them up. Now, this judge obviously has never taken out a corporate loan. Not only that, but this is a private transaction between a bank and a client. What does the government have to do with it other than taxes? The loan was repaid with interest, timely. There was never a marker or any type of a late payment or anything. And it's long past. But this judge decides that the property was worth?
$18 million.
Yeah, $18 million. The carriage house is worth $18 million in that place. The lot across the street, just a lot, is going for $40 million.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier, right. Yeah, so what, a dirt lot is worth more than a palace?
Right. Yeah, so I don't know who this judge is, but he looks an awful lot like that E. Jean Carroll, too. It's probably her brother. I don't know who he is, really. But this judge is something else. His name is Arthur Engoron, E-N-G-O-R-O-N. And he's helping to get Trump. He's also a registered Democrat, an associate of the ACLU and the Women's Bar Association. So, you know, he's been bashing and belittling Trump and his attorneys every chance he gets. And then the Trump's lawyers wanted the case dismissed because it's just common business and no one's hurt. And the judge said the fair market was hurt. No, the fair market wasn't hurt. Not only that, if the property was overvalued, then so was the tax he paid on the transaction. You know, he's still got to pay tax on anything like that. So then this judge should start writing a check, give it back to Trump, because he overpaid his taxes, too. You know,
I'm still trying to understand all this, because how do empty lots, how can a judge just say there's no jury, there's nothing. The judge just decides on his own that an empty lot across the street is worth more than a palace. And he's the final answer?
Right. Even Eric and his brother said, oh, it's only worth $18 million. I'll take 10 of them then.
I saw that.
Unbelievable. And who does this judge? He's a New York judge. So he wants to liquidate all Trump's assets in New York by going to the value of a property out of state. How does he get to make rulings on what property is worth in Florida? That's none of his freaking business.
So let me ask you, though, what's Trump's answer to this? Because I don't think he, I don't think that he could just lay down and accept that.
No, he's not going to just lay down and accept it. But still, you know, of course he's going to have to appeal that. But they're trying to break him. You know, money, 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 money. These lawyers aren't free.
Right.
And these courts aren't free, and all the costs, and, you know, I mean, they charge by the billing hour, these lawyers. So they're trying to bankrupt him. They want to take away his property, and they want to liquidate his businesses. They want to cost him all kinds of money in legal fees. He's never going to get that legal fees back. Who's he going to sue? This is really
even
bad.
If he sues in New York State, they're just going to say, forget it anyway.
Yeah, well, New York State files bankruptcy every year.
Right.
So, I mean, this is really bad proof. It's already gotten to be outrageous, but we're watching a real life persecution, an overthrow of our country, a Marxist revolution. You know, on our show a long time ago, we said, it doesn't matter if you think you're in a revolution. The Marxists think they're in a revolution and they get a vote. You can deny it all you want, but we've been in a revolution. They're invading our country with foreigners. They're using every bit of the Constitution against the Constitution. They are, I mean, racist, unbelievably racist, Marxist. They're racist against whites and blacks and Latinos. They just, you know, they're talking about how if everybody's a victim, somebody's got to be the perpetrator. So right now, white people are the perpetrator. But they're treating black people and Latino people like they're idiots. Can't pull off getting an ID. Well, how are these people driving around with licenses? How are these people
racist.
Getting jobs? How are they're doing all right. You know, not everybody's a victim out here. But they're trying to make people think they are. Whole groups of people, they're treating them like they're illiterates. They have to lower their standards in school. Because of the color of someone's skin, that's a lie. They're lowering the standards because the teachers can't teach. It's not that the kids can't learn. And they screw up everything. They're screwing up math so that the parents can't even help the children, which is a further way to isolate the children from the parents. Because if the parents don't know the information, how are they going to teach the kids? They don't teach them in cursive writing. They're never going to teach them enough information to overthrow them, so you can forget that. But they can't even read the documents because they can't read in cursive. They can't do basic math. They're never going to get a job at NASA. They're never going to get a job in a laboratory, you know, doing genetic research and stuff. They can't do math. All of those things require math. Even a tape measure requires math. Hanging sheetrock. You know, painting. You got to know how to price the job. So you know, you have to know how much square footage you're going to paint. What are these kids going to do? And we're watching it. And we're watching how our children, they're forcing vaccines and masks and everything else on these children, but they've let 11 million people come across the border, and they're exempt from any of that, any of our health rules, or, you know, they're throwing people out, families that are like Section 8 families and, you know, low-income families. They're throwing them out of these hotels so that they can put immigrants in for free. These people get free hotels. They get free meals, free clothing, free cell phones, free medical, free educations. I mean, you look at that hotel, that Roosevelt Hotel in New York. I saw a picture of it today. There's migrants all around. Looks like a Trump rally with the migrants. You can't even get down the street. These people have nothing to do all day. They're being sheltered, and they're being fed, and they're being clothed, but they aren't doing anything else. They don't have any jobs to go to. They are just there, and it's becoming an issue, and it's not just New York.
I don't know if you saw this one, but there's a 95-year-old that was in a nursing home, and he got kicked out of his nursing home. He's now on the streets. Because they decided the nursing homes will now be for illegals only.
Yeah, that's incredible. I also saw a report today that the federal government is considering building housing for them in national parks. Who the hell do these people think they are? I mean, if you're going to give back the national parks, give it back to the Indians.
Right.
You don't just bring in, 11 million migrants and then tell people, okay, this park is closed to American citizens. We're going to put foreigners up in here. And we're going to make it, so that they can live here for free and they can function here for free. They're putting tribal regions up in national parks.
And we can talk about Eagle Pass if you want.
Sure, let's talk about it.
And Colony Ridge. Colony Ridge. If that comes to fruition and Ken Paxton was suspended while they started building Colony Ridge, and now that he's off his impeachment and he's back to work, they're going to investigate this. But Colony Ridge is allegedly the largest, if it comes to fruition like how they want it, it will be the largest city in square miles in the United States, and it's built exclusively for illegals just outside of Houston. So you could have another Los Angeles right in Texas that's illegals only.
Yeah, they're building a no-go zone, a tribal region.
Right.
For illegals. They're conquering this country. In case anyone hasn't noticed. And they didn't even have to fire a weapon. But we are being conquered. And the American citizens are being humiliated in the process. We are being so punked right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know why people can't see it.
But that's why, though, because if they leave Brandon in there, Brandon's waking people up by the boatloads every single day about what's going on. But they could shut everybody up. And they could put everybody back on the plantation if they bring out Michael Robinson Obama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That'll get all those Democrats who are walking away.
It's just that you won't have somebody making stupid errors every single day.
Well, see, that's what I think they're doing.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think they're going to go whole hog. Full speed ahead until they get Joe Biden out. Because everything they want, they're getting. Everything. And people are getting angrier and angrier and angrier at Joe Biden. It's not really Joe Biden running the show. Everybody knows it. But he's the face of the show. So once they get rid of him, they will have gotten everything they wanted. They would have gotten those millions of people in here to invade this country. They would have destroyed our Department of Justice, our education, our banks, our economy, our energy. And then they can say, oh, well, Joe Biden did all that. And Michelle can walk in with a clean slate and then pretend to be some sort of moderate.
See, they already Joanna, got they I think that, in my opinion, Biden will say he's retiring is when the U.S. dollar collapses, which would probably be right after Christmas.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming hard, too. And that brings us to Menendez. Menendez isn't the only one with gold in his house and mattresses stuffed with cash. And what business do they have going into his wife's locker? I know they've been trying to get rid of him. They tried to get rid of him before, and then he went again against a couple of things that Biden tried to get through now with energy. So now he's getting arrested. He got indicted for taking bribes from the Egyptians, which I'm sure he did. They're all doing it. That just tells you how widespread it is up there. But he didn't take it and put it in shell companies and, you know, play three-card Monty with it, trying to follow it through the bank transactions and stuff. He took it in gold and cash. Even he knows the dollar is crashing. Yeah. So the first thing that goes out of business is the banks, and to keep it going, you got to have some cash. You know, cash is still tangible right now. So if you, and even that senator knows. He's as crooked as the day is long. And, you know, he's been taking bribes and hanging with prostitutes. Remember they sent him a strongly worded letter when he had a hung jury there with the bribery and the prostitutes last time?
And he survived it.
Yeah, he survived it. Remember they gave him a harshly worded letter?
Yes.
And read it out loud on the floor, and it went into, you know, went into his permanent record. Well, this time he actually got indicted by the FBI. Now, the FBI, nobody has any respect for them, so are we supposed to believe that now they're doing their job? And what Menendez was doing was minuscule in compared to what Biden was doing.
But let me ask you this, Joanne. Are they going after this guy because they're trying to say, look, we're not corrupt. We even go after Democrats.
Yeah, well, that's baloney, too, because who do they have lined up to take his place?
Oh, I don't know.
You know, that's what we got to look at. Because they want Menendez out of there. So I'm sure they got a new fresh-faced Marxist to install there. Mm-hmm. And if they get him out, then the governor can appoint somebody. You know, and that's worth its weight in gold. Remember what that Blagojevich guy got in trouble for trying to sell Obama's Senate seat?
Oh, yeah,
really?
Jesse Jackson Jr. tried to buy it.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how they wheel and deal up there. So they want Menendez out because he's not a solid Marxist. He only votes with the Marxists like 92% of the time.
Yeah, they're getting picky, yeah.
Yeah, so unless it's 100%, they want him out. They want 100% or you're out.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. In the meantime, we aren't even in consideration, the American people. They're just buying and selling this country out. And they're slapping everybody around. And they're trying to separate us, the Americans, into little boxes like white, black, brown, Native American, gay, straight, all of the above, some of the above, who knows. But everybody gets in a box, and you're all supposed to stay in your lane. You're not supposed to talk to each other because you're supposed to hate each other. And you're all supposed to hate white people because if you're all victims, well, who is the perpetrator? You got to be somebody's victim if you're a victim, right?
Yeah, but there's a new wrinkle to it, though, because look at the mayor of Dallas that said he switched parties to Republican, and immediately you have people out there saying that he joined the Klan. So, So does your skin color change based on how you're thinking about voting?
Yeah, probably. I don't know how it actually works, but that's what they think.
Remember, they're saying that Vivek Ramaswamy is one of the main people in the KKK. Remember when they said Larry Elder's the president of the KKK?
Yeah, so these people obviously never actually read or studied about the KKK because none of those people would have been included. Proof you and I wouldn't have been able to be included in it.
No. What gets me, though, is that they could call us Nazis, They could call Jewish people and black people Nazis, but the people that you're not allowed to call a Nazi are the actual Nazis.
Exactly.
Like that guy that got the standing ovation in Canada.
Right.
There was a journalist, Joanne, there was a journalist in the UK, in England, that got arrested for reporting on that.
Wow. Can you imagine that?
That's how it works.
Yeah, actual Nazis, they're okay. They're a protected species. But anybody who doesn't walk in lockstep with these Marxist leftists, you're just a Nazi. Anybody they don't like, that's a Nazi. Or a KKK, or an Uncle Tom, or a sellout. Sellout to who? People who don't have your best interest in mind, people who want you to think a certain way, or you're ostracized, people who don't let you think on your own. Those are fascists, and those are the ones that are worried about you selling them out. They should be sold out. No one wants to be with people like that. Snotty people who think other people are so beneath them that they have to rush in and save them and lie about them and start trouble in their neighborhoods and then just walk away. You know, you watch those BLM riots. Yes, there was black people there, but notice who else was there. There was a lot of white people breaking stuff.
Oh, there was
a lot more white people
than there were black people.
Yeah, black people were like, you white people are stupid. You know, we're not going to march up and down the streets and break our own neighborhoods. But that's what they did. They went through those black neighborhoods and they smashed and shattered and burnt everything. And then they felt good about themselves and they were down with the cause. And they went home to their nice little suburban homes and left that black neighborhood in a smoldering wreck. Just a heap of ashes. Now, the little old ladies that live in the neighborhood, they can't just walk up to the neighborhood deli now and, you know, get a few groceries. They got to travel out of town to go to get groceries. And they have to use public transportation because most of those people are poor, don't have cars. And, you know, with the excise taxes and the insurance and everything else in these cars in some of these blue states, it's ridiculous. But, you know, now they got to travel. How about the mother who needs some formula and some diapers for her baby? You got to pack up that baby, and then you got to load the carriage and the baby and everything else on the bus and go out of town to go get your groceries because those wonderful liberal people left your neighborhood in a burnt-out shell.
Yeah.
They feel good about themselves, but they're not freezing their butt off waiting for bus, carrying a baby, and trying to pack groceries.
And I'll tell you who did not get arrested on that, too, was the people that burned those cities down.
No. But that was more a revolution than J6 was. That went on and on and on in multiple cities. There wasn't a couple of hours people walking around the Capitol building. And that right there was a Fed fest anyhow. It's a Fed insurrection. They won't even tell you how many feds and they don't even know how many confidentials were in that crowd.
Oh, it's funny to me, Joanne, watching Merrick Garland squirm his way around all those questions.
Yeah.
Because he got reamed up one side and down the other, and he was answering nothing.
You know, they're trying to make us think that this guy is in charge. He's not in charge. He's just the fall guy. He's the jerk at the top of the agency, letterhead.
He's just willing to execute the plan, that's all.
Yeah, exactly. He's willing to execute the plan. And he's doing a good job of it, too. If the plan was to invade this country, then he's doing a bang-up job. And he says that the border is not open. He's kind of right. It used to be that they would all scatter, and there was miles and miles of border that they would just enter in. Now he's herding them into openings. He's allowing them to come in, giving them apps, and he's just ushering them in like our Border Patrol is travel agents now. And he's just letting them in.
Well,
they're
that's
all coming
what they've
in
said.
Really
they said they don't have time to police the border. They have to cater to the illegals every nook and cranny.
And these people aren't coming into our country carrying American flags.
No.
There's a sandbar in the middle of that Rio Grande. And there was a Colombian flag firmly planted in it, like conquered territory. The feds went and took it down. But if you're fleeing for your safety, for your life and your family's life, why are you carrying that flag? And then they're saying, oh, I saw Ted Cruz today. He said about those wristbands that they're wearing, the different colored wristbands. Mm-hmm. He said that tells the cartel how much money each individual owes to the cartel. First of all, they don't owe cartels. Second of all, those bracelets don't mean anything with the cartels. If anyone thinks that a poorly educated drug dealer from the mountains in Mexico went to China, freed 900 people, got them out of the country, and transported them all the way to the United States, they're insane. That didn't happen.
You have it slightly wrong, though, Joanne. It is the cartel. The government is one of the largest cartels there is. So
right, but they're trying
to
make us think that
secretly pay the government back.
Yeah, but they're telling us, oh, the cartels run the border. Yeah, you're right.
It
is
the
United States government cartel.
They're just not telling us which cartel it is.
Yeah, and these NGOs.
At this point, I would say that the U.S. government is a cartel.
Yeah, it is. Yes, I agree with you 100%. And it costs a lot of money to move that kind of human cargo.
And what gets me, Joanne, is these trains. They're bringing 5,000 to 10,000 people on a train every single day.
Right, and who owns that
train? I've been watching, when you watch some of these show hosts, they're saying, this video looks like the one I did yesterday and the day before, but this is just from 3 hours ago.
They had 11,000 people come over the border this morning in the last 24 hours. That's a lot of people. But that train, like you said, who owns the train? Who owns the tracks? Who governs the tracks? Who governs that country that train is running through? Nobody took interest in it. So you're saying you got people coming all the way from El Salvador and Honduras and Guatemala. You have to travel through quite a few countries to get to the United States. And these governments are just saying, yeah, please do. Venezuela emptied their prisons, their orphanages, and their asylums,
exactly.
Put them on buses and sent them to the United States. And these NGOs, like the Catholic Charities and the Jewish Federation and all those Soros groups and the SANS, Dr. SANS Borders and all the ones we're giving money to. Now, if they have no refugees, they don't get any money. So they're going out and recruiting all these refugees. We have an abandoned base in Panama. We're using it for logistics now. The Chinese actually own it. But go there, get food there. They have all kinds of emergency equipment there, food, clothes, tents, whatever people need to continue on their journey. And who's supplying these buses? And now they're flying them in. If you're on the app, and you're in the air on your way to the United States, you can get in. So this is not perchance. This is very intentional. The United States is being invaded. Our own government is doing it with the help of the globalist elite. But no stupid drug dealer from Mexico is pulling this off. This is way bigger and involves way more logistics.
Well, what's to say that some of these drug dealers aren't getting paid by the government, though?
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're making money at the final end.
So at this
doing
point,
they,
I, would,
they're,
I,
their
I
end
would
of
still,
it.
I would still say that the cartel is working with the cartel to bring those people in here. So
of course they are. Yes, they are working with them, but they're not doing it on their own.
No.
No, the Sinaloas are not running around the world collecting people and transporting them through countries.
No.
That's the government's doing that. The Sinaloas didn't go to Venezuela and empty out Venezuela's prisons. The Venezuelan government did that. And the same with all these other ones. The, you know, and then we're still sending money to Venezuela. So why are we sending the money to support their people?
And not
when their
just
people
that,
are here?
We're borrowing money from China and we're going to pay it back with interest so that we can give Venezuela money.
Yeah, to support their citizens who are now here. So we're supporting them here too. So we're double dipping all the foreign aid. It's unbelievable. And
they
Congress
figure that,
stop it right now.
They figure that that we can't do anything about it.
Well, Congress could stop it. But they're
yeah,
not
but
going
the,
to. They're going to fund
that,
it. Yeah.
And I don't know how many people are standing with Matt Gaetz, but it sounds like he's had enough.
Yeah. You know, the other day I heard McCarthy speaking. I was away. I was up in Maryland.
Yes.
And he was saying how he wanted some things changed, but we're just going to have to deal with it because the Democrats said no, and they're not going to budge. The Republicans are in the majority. They don't need the Democrats. But the Democrats said no, so now we're just supposed to accept that and surrender. The Democrats
that's what we do, and that's what they expect, and that's why Matt Gaetz is trying to get McCarthy to either grow a spine or get off the pot.
Right. But they do have some power. They can just tie up the works and not fund anything. Let it shut down.
Speaking of which, Joanne, what gets me, they decided, and I don't know how Brandon can decide this without Congress, but they decided that while there's a government shutdown, tens of thousands of Ukrainian government people will be getting their paychecks still.
Yeah. How's that happen?
So,
but the little
Americans
on Social Security
are not
going to
get their
it,
checks, but
paid.
The Ukrainians will, and we'll pay for it.
Right. Right. But the little old ladies and gentlemen and the little old veterans and stuff, they're not going to get their money.
Right.
They're the ones that put into it. So I don't know how he decides that or why it's such an emergency that we support this war in Ukraine. And everybody over in Ukraine is corrupt. And all these politicians that are going over there, you know, they're going over there with their tin cup out.
But you know what? You know what? What's going on, though, is that Russia basically won over there. The only thing holding it up is the United States. It has just enough power to not allow them 100% defeat. So they're still beating in large numbers, but they need to keep that war open as long as they possibly can because that's how the money gets funneled.
Right, and then they're either going to take them under NATO's wing or give them like a favored status, and we're going to get into war with Russia, full-out war, and China and North Korea are back in Russia, and probably some of those Middle Easterns will back Russia. This is going to get nasty. God, we need Trump back in a hurry.
Well, that's why they're
These
trying to tie Trump up so that he can't do anything. You'll get Big Mike in there. And my thought is that Brandon will start the war and the U.S. dollar will collapse while they're still trying to start a war somehow. And then Big Mike will be in there to pose as the savior. And who knows, for a few months we might have some good times and then they have to, just like they push back and then they give us some freedom and then they take it away. And then we get a little less the next time, and then they take it away and take more. But they're not going to let Big Mike fail on her first day. They're going to make her look like she's the savior.
Yeah, well, see, with Biden, you can only get 4 more years. With Michelle, you could get 8.
Oh, yeah.
With Trump, you can only get 4 more years. They're going to pull everything out. These people fight dirty.
Oh, well, they feel that they can control the end of the world. So this is for all the marbles.
It sure is. Well, we got to learn to fight, too. And we say this every time, and we just don't do it. I don't know what it's going to take for Americans to get up and say enough.
Well, at this point, though, I don't want to say that there's small victories necessarily. At the same time, the average person out there understands there's some major corruption going on. I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody at least knows how bad Brandon is. Not just that he's a bad president, but they can't help but see the corruption.
Yeah, but it's not going to get any better if they think, okay, well, we'll put Michelle in there and she'll fix it. That's not going to happen. You don't replace one Marxist with another Marxist. You're going to get the same result.
Right, I get that. But that's if they ran Grissom out there or Gretchen Whitmer or someone else other than Big Mike, then people are going to figure it out. But they need to put people back in their plantations. And
mm-hmm.
people are going to say, well, things were okay with Barry and Big Mike, even though he has no experience, he's a nice lady. And it would basically be the same of, yeah, Brandon sucks, so let's get Obama back in here.
Exactly. And that's backwards, going backwards. That would be terrible. I can't even fathom. There would be no United States left. She never liked the country.
Right, but then I think Big Mike, they'll let her fix a few things, but it's going to fail spectacularly in not even a year, and then
mm-hmm.
everybody could just blame Brandon. It's not Big Mike's fault. Big Mike tried the best that he could.
Right, exactly. All right, my friend Cheryl Felch says, a New York judge says Mar-a-Lago is worth between $18 and $27 million. A nearby vacant lot, 2.3 acres, is for sale on Zillow right now tonight for $200 million. Mar-a-Lago sits on 17 acres with waterfront on both sides. It's like a little peninsula.
Correct.
Yeah, so it's probably undervalued, not overvalued.
Well, every talk show host I listened to today said that Mar-a-Lago is probably worth between $500 and $700 million. Probably not
right.
a billion, but between $500 and $700 million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's 17 acres of prime property.
But 2.3 can go for $200 million.
Right.
That's landlocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with no buildings at all on it.
So do the buildings hurt
and
the
this
property
judge,
value?
You know, where does he get
the
nerve?
Is the waterfront bringing the property value down?
No, it's bringing it up.
No, I realize that. I'm just trying
to
think how the judge...
With the climate screamers, yeah. The climate crazies. They would say, oh, yeah, don't buy that. It's going to be underwater in 20 minutes. But they're all scrambling to get that Lahaina property. And Obama, one of the biggest climate nuts, owns the Chicago Climate Exchange, founded it. He bought oceanfront property in Hawaii and in Massachusetts on Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
Plus, he's got a D.C. mansion and a Chicago mansion. He's the real big guy that they got to give the 10% to. But no one's saying that. And that's another reason they got to get rid of Biden, because it's getting too close to realizing that Obama was everybody's boss. Hillary's boss, Joe's boss, all those 81 spies that lied, he was all their boss. You know, he only was doing what Valerie Jarrett told him to do, too. But
well, I was
going to
say, I think Valerie Jarrett was everybody's boss. I don't think Barry was Hillary's boss. I think they were equals.
Yeah, I agree with you in the reality part of it. but even, you know, just on paper. And then when Joe Biden was telling his story about how he got the prosecutor fired, and he said, if you don't fire him, then you're not getting the money. He said, you're not the president. I told him, call him. Mm-hmm. So if you're saying call Obama, then Obama knows that you were going over there and say that. And, of course, you know, Pelosi's kid, she's not going to let that place get investigated. And Romney's kid and Romney's aide and John Kerry's kid, all on the board of directors. You know, what kind of board of directors is this? That all these losers that don't know squat about energy are all on it. Man, they're really paying the vig. You got to pay to play. Well, they got to pay everybody.
Yeah.
This energy company. And who looks at Hunter Biden all cracked out and drunk, lying next to some underage prostitute and says, oh, we need him on our board of directors. He's the only guy. We got to have him.
Oh, did you see where Hunter is suing Rudy Giuliani now because Giuliani illegally opened that laptop?
Good luck with that. That laptop was abandoned.
Yeah, he acts like it's still his.
McGregor turned it over to Giuliani when he couldn't get the FBI to look at it.
Right. But he already tried to sue McGregor, and that didn't work. So what, you're going to try again with someone else?
Yeah, you're going to try suing Giuliani, who got it secondhand.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was being shopped around by McCain to everybody. John McCain had that first.
Mm-hmm.
So he would even try to give it to Hannity, and Hannity wouldn't touch it. Hannity said that on the show, too. He said it was getting shopped around to everybody. And who finally put it out there?
I have to admit that if I was in that position, I don't know if I would want it because of what's on there. That's so disgusting that I don't even want to open it and put it on my computer and get in trouble for looking at it.
Right.
So, yeah,
well,
if I was Hannity,
it is.
I don't care who you are in media. You don't want that.
Yeah. I don't know if I would want to look at it. I heard there's some really raunchy stuff involving children on that. And his own niece, his own 14-year-old niece, is being molested on video, supposedly on that laptop.
But why do so many people, and maybe now it's turning, but for so long everybody said so? It's not as important as what Trump did on January 6th.
Yeah, well, you figure, look at people like Clapper and Brennan. Okay, their jobs are safe. As long as they have their hands on that information and they can use that to control Biden, they're not going to come out and tell everybody what's on that. They're going to try to keep that to themselves because that's their little ace in the hole. They can absolutely control Biden or they can expose his kid. And the same with the kid. They can tell that kid, keep your mouth shut, dear little Hunter. Oh, this gets exposed, and you have little bum will be in jail for the rest of your life.
Is that why they're dripping out Hunter stuff? Because they're doing it in sections to see if they can get Brandon to bite on retiring?
Yep. Yeah, but he has to give this kid a full pardon on his way out the door.
Yeah.
And then it all goes away. I don't know if he can pardon himself.
I don't see why
not.
That's
another one of those novel theories. Though I think the next president would have to pardon him. But I don't really know the details on that. But, you know, they're going to do this drip, 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 drip. But as long as Joe Biden is the president, he still has the authority to pardon his kid, which I'm sure will be coming soon. Because the more he slips away, and the more stuff that comes out on him, you know, if they invalidate him as president, impeach him and stuff, then he has no more authority to pardon that kid. So I'm sure that's coming soon. But he's running for election, too, so he has to put it off as long as he can. Timing is everything.
But the thing
but
is, though, is that if he pardons Hunter, doesn't he have to cite what he's pardoning him for? He can't just say, I'm pardoning him for everything.
I think he can. I think he can cover past, present, and future, but certain subjects. Like, he can pardon him for anything that, you know, garnered from that laptop. You know, the fruit of the poison tree. He can poison the tree. And then nothing
well, like,
after that
for
will.
Example, if we find out that Hunter shot someone and killed somebody with a gun in 2019 that was never discussed or found out about, he wouldn't get a pardon from that, would he? Because
no.
It was never mentioned.
And if it didn't come from information on the laptop. But if he
so
killed
if
somebody
on,
and they got the information
in another way. But
he
would have to mention the laptop, though, right?
No, but if it was mentioned in other places, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
You just couldn't bring up the laptop. And you couldn't use that as the base of your investigation, I think. I don't know. I'm not really an authority on this. This is just speculation.
No, me neither. This is more speculation than anything.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we should talk these things out because, you know, I'm sure other people are thinking the same way. Well, what, you know, what happens with this and what happens with that and how does this work? Well, we should find all that out. So talking it out does help. It, you know, people will be intrigued by the information and, you know, we'll find out eventually. I'm going to look it up, see what I can find on it. However, I don't really know, but I know that he can pardon himself. Somebody else got pardoned. It might have been that Scooter Libby. Did he get a pardon?
Yes, but that was, yeah, from Bush.
Yeah, and I think that was all-inclusive over, you know, past, present, and future. Things to do with that,
yeah, I didn't think that you could give somebody immunity for something in the future. So if Hunter
Biden...
Yeah, because
they can't bring it up again. You know, it's like put to rest. You can't bring that up again. Scooter Libby's in the clear as far as...
No, but what I mean is
knows.
If he got pardoned in 2024 and he got caught molesting kids in 2025, that's not
then
covered.
Then he can be charged. Yeah, no, that
yes,
wouldn't be covered.
That's what I'm saying. So
No, you're
future,
not. That doesn't give you immunity, you know, a get-out-of-jail-free card. That's just
look, I can kill people. Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, you don't get a free pass for any of that. But anything that is on that laptop, then it just goes away. I'm under the impression there's a lot of victims on that laptop. But those victims are government plants, too. Like when he was over in China, they give him a little girl prostitute, you know? They already had that little girl, and I probably still got that little girl. You know, so that was provided by the government. He didn't just go out in the street and pick up a hooker.
Right.
Somebody brought it to him. And he didn't just go out in the street and buy crack. Somebody brought it to him.
Yeah.
He wasn't walking around the streets of China looking for crack. That was provided. Of course it was. They'll do anything. They would, you know, all you want, 8-year-olds, yeah, we'll give you 8-year-olds. 10-year-olds, 12, how old do you want this person? And they got it all on film, and they got him. And if the father doesn't comply, the kid gets it. So they're both in a predicament. Joe Biden put his drug-addicted, alcoholic, pedophile son up to all of this. If your son has a bad drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, you don't send him to China to shake people down. So he had his kid running game. But he wasn't a good father. He had that kid out there at his worst state had him out there. And the kid was complaining. He was complaining to his daughter and to his sister that, you know, he was sick of supporting Pops, and he told his daughter, I won't make you give me half your income like Pops does. You know, so he wasn't happy in the job. But the father had him out there. How else was Joe Biden going to do it? Who else was he going to trust?
I know Hunter didn't want to share half his salary, but at the same time, I'm sure he wasn't starving.
No, and Hunter would have no salary if it wasn't for the father setting up those deals and sending him out there to close it. You know, he sent him out to close the deal. The deal was already set up before the kid went over there to finish it.
Right.
And then he snorts a paint and blows it to a straw and sells paintings for $500 million. No, because that's how you take bribes. You know, it's the same thing as when they get these book deals. You know, that's how they're funneling money to them. And that's how they're funneling money to the Bidens, by buying a painting for $500,000. It isn't worth 20 cents. You know, they gave that little girl Navy a painting, like it was going to be worth something. No, it isn't. Her painting isn't worth the paint price.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants that. They don't have to pay millions of dollars for it. The kid has no influence. You know, everything's a scam out there with these people. You know, and the ones that look the cleanest, they're the dirtiest. Joe Biden, at least we know he's dirty. But Obama, you know, how much does a president make? 300 grand a year? How's he got four mansions? Right? And Michelle, why are people paying her $471,000 for an hour-long speech?
You mean 741?
741, rather, yeah. $741,000. Over three quarters of a million dollars. To what? Speak to who for an hour or about what? Equity? What does she know about being a victim? No one's racist against her.
Well, she's had to live her whole life, not her whole life, but her adult life, pretending to be a lady. I guess she could talk about that.
Yeah, you know, her whole adult life has been a silver spoon experience.
Mm-hmm.
She graduated Harvard. She was immediately installed in a law firm. She was married to a senator. She was married to a president. She has never been hungry or, you know, wore rags or any of that. Her mother and father were in the household.
Mm-hmm.
They owned their own home. So she came from a middle-class family. How is she a victim? This country has been very good to her. But she's given $750,000 speeches on equity. And it's only an hour speech, too. Yeah, that isn't adding up either. That money, she's running. She's out there hustling, collecting, lining up donors. And they will all jump on her bandwagon. Joe Biden won't be able to squeeze a dollar out of a nobody. They won't be able to squeeze a dollar out of anyone. Because all the big donors will go to her. If she wants it, they'll hand it to her on a silver platter if she wants mm-hmm. that nomination.
As you probably know, the only thing holding that up is her.
Right. She doesn't want the job, but she's all they got. Newsom doesn't have the star power to do a nationwide win.
Gretchen Whitmer's first.
Whitmer, she's scary looking. She's not going anywhere. She's not going to be president. All they have is Michelle. That's it. and she's the worst.
The thing is, though, is that could Trump still beat Michelle?
Yes. He's the only one that can beat her. He's the only one.
Yeah, but on the other way around, though, you flip that around, Big Mike is the only person that could beat Trump. So I think it's almost even.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a hell of a fight. But Trump's not afraid to fight her. And she's not afraid to fight him. And they're making it. They're doing everything they can to hurt him. He's just walking away with it right now. The Republicans can't catch him. But now you got a local judge, a district judge, going to liquidate Trump's assets. Get the hell out of here. That's just more lawfare. And all of it's going to make it to the Supreme Court. But you have to do this dance that they do with all the little courts and the appeals courts and the motions and filings and everything else. You know, yeah, this judge made a name for himself. Big deal. He's just going to be a blurb in the history books as it moves up the chain. But no district judge is going to dissolve Trump's organization, even in New York. Who the hell does he think he is? So now this guy's going to run banks and title companies and appraisers just to go after Trump? You think the banks might have something to say about that, too? Because Trump will say, hey, the banks appraised it themselves. And although he might have been involved in the deals, too, he has accountants and he has lawyers and everything else involved in that, too. You know, he didn't just walk into the bank and talk to the bank president and get everything he wanted and then pay back the president. That's not how it works. There's a lot of involvement. Even when you take out a loan to buy a house, just a regular person, you go to a title company and an appraiser and an inspector. And that's just to, you know, for you or me to buy a house. That's not to buy, you know, Trump Tower and Mar-a-Lago and things like that. It's a lot more involved. The bank's just not going to get off, you know, $500 million unless they know you can pay it back and the property's worth it. And they got their own people to check on that. They're not just going to take your word for it. So I don't know who this judge thinks he is, but this, it's laughable. And you know what? If they can do that to him, they can just walk all over us. Did I lose your roof?
No, I'm here. I'm letting you talk.
Okay. Now imagine what they could do to us. Look what they're doing to those people in Lahaina. They won't even let them back in the neighborhood. Look what they're doing to the people on the border.
By the way, everybody I'm reading that's watched this debate today, if you call it a debate, they said this was boring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there isn't a whole lot of pizzazz on that stage. I mean, Vivek, he's kind of animated and uplifting, and Tim Scott, he's kind of mellow, but he's at least positive and stuff. But I'm sure Chris Christie was his usual barking seal self, and DeSantis, you know, he's just fallen out of everybody's good graces. He's still a good governor for Florida. He should have stayed that way and waited until next time. And Pence, he's useless.
Well, Nikki
Haley.
Like Ramaswamy. I went through a phase where I thought maybe he was just too slick, and that still could be the case. But I've grown to actually appreciate it.
Oh, I like what he's saying, and I like how he's saying it. But it's just too perfect for me.
When I think what changed me was when the Democrat Party started saying that Vivek joined the KKK. That's when I'm mm-hmm. like, you know what? If a party was paying me to be part of that, you don't ever want someone to say that you were part of the KKK, because
right.
there's no coming back from that. So I've said, you know what? He said he voted third party his whole life until recently. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. He's saying everything that I'm interested in hearing, and I'm not a forever Vivek guy, but I like what I'm seeing. I just want to see more of it. And
right.
in 2028, maybe he's the guy. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking, too. You know, let him walk the walk a little. Let him, you know, show us that he means what he says. He just burst on the scene now. He doesn't have a track record yet. Let him build a track record. And if he's legit, then I'll vote for him, too. But, you know, it's just that we've fell for this before with Obama. You know, the good-looking, slick-talking, nice guy who's telling you everything you wanted to hear. And boy, did he screw us. And still screwing us. So, you know, I want to see a little more of Vivek, like you said. I want to see more of it. I want to see him walk the walk. I want to see where he goes from here. I'm not going to vote for him this time, but that doesn't mean I won't vote for him in the future if he's sincere. And he's got plenty of time. He's young.
Well, I don't know if America has the time, but he has time. But if he ended up being Trump's vice president, I wouldn't be mad at all.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt my feelings.
That I just think I've heard the rumor that Carrie Lake wants to run for Arizona Senate. And I think if mm-hmm. she does that, then she would be out for the vice president role. So
right.
to me, it would either be Kristi Noem or Vivek at that point.
Exactly. I would say Kristi Noem. She is right now probably the number one prospect. But Vivek, I wouldn't rule it out.
Well, I'm saying they're one and two right there. I don't think there's anybody else
yeah.
that would be on a
I
short
agree with
list.
You. I do agree with you on that.
There is zero people on that stage otherwise, other than Vivek,
mm-hmm.
that I'd have a remote interest in having as vice president.
Yeah, Tim Scott doesn't have the oomph. He doesn't have that drive, you know.
He sides with the globalist. And DeSantis,
yeah.
while I wish that he was the guy, but he,
mm-hmm.
he just has too many Bushes in his background.
Right. Yeah, he hopped on the wrong bus. He hopped on the Never Trumpers bus. And he's trying to be slick about it, too. He's trying to go after Trump, but not go after him. You know, just throw in these one-liners and digs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And people get it. But I think that had he waited, it would have been a lot better for him. And
well, he could have also said, you know what, I like Trump. I think of Trump as a good friend, but I think he could have done better with COVID, and I've proven I could do that, and I'm willing to challenge. He could have
right.
said something a little better than what he did and not just dig at Trump every few seconds.
Right. I agree with you there, too. Yeah, he could have taken a more civil tone and a more friendly tone, and he could have said, you know, Trump's my friend. I think I can do the job this way, and, you know, Trump's going to do it his way, which I agree with Trump's way. Right now, Trump's got a lot of luggage and a lot of arrows being shot at him. You know, I don't have
and
that type
of baggage.
I think
that all the prospect of DeSantis people are going to Vivek, because Vivek
mm-hmm.
is doing exactly what DeSantis should have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he said, Vivek said that Trump was the greatest president.
Of his lifetime, right.
Yeah. And he came out and said it. And they made memes about it, actually. They said, I saw the meme, and it was just like a little 10-second video. And it showed the lineup of the last debate. Then it showed Vivek saying Trump was the greatest president in my lifetime. And then it said, thank you for coming to the debate. Thank you for tuning into the debate. That was it.
Well, hey, it's almost the halfway mark of the show. We may as well get Mr. Broccoli in.
Yeah, I was just looking that you sent me the link. I haven't seen this one yet. Let it load up.
So Mike and Malik are going to some protests.
Who's Malik?
Mike's birthing partner. Because you can't say girlfriend because they both have the same body parts, but they're both saying they're trans.
Oh. Okay. I'm ready when you are. I'm pulled up.
So when Mike says that my birthing partner's trying to get me pregnant, that's his birthing partner.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and handle business here. So Mike and Malik go to protest. I'm going to count down right now. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Mike, we have to go to the draft Michael Robertson Obama for President rally downtown today. Michael Robertson Obama is such a nice lady. We need to vote for they because them can defeat Trump. Big Mike is black and famous. We have another protest we have to do today also. Two local drag queens got arrested for mail fraud. They got caught with hiding their hot dogs. I think they were set up by a dumb Republican.
Yeah, I heard about that. We are all fantasy player ball sacks to the ground at the police station until they let our friends go.
Before we do that, we have to use the restroom and limit our water intake for a few hours. The last time we glued our sacks to the ground was at the McGMO drive-thru. I could not hold in my wee anymore and went all over their drive-thru while cars banged over my head. I can't believe none of them fools cared that we were protesting. Those something duckers should have decided to go eat salads because we were protesting.
Some cities are already announcing that stores will no longer be allowed to sell meat products or sell gas for cars soon.
I hope we can move to one of those cities by then. It will be so perfect and so liberal.
Did you see that California will ban grass on lawns starting in 2025?
Yes, it's about time. The 99% does not need grass. It should just be for the 1% and for government office buildings.
I can't wait until we graduate from Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I wish I could stay here forever. SHIT is a great school.
I want to get my tarantulas over to California. They give the best stipends for bees in Tarantula and for bees in black. It is a lot more than what we get here.
I know. We have to get our gedunkadunk dunks over there as soon as possible. We can smoke crack and sit naked in the park and just grab wherever we want. That is freedom.
You know, it has that Green Jones again. I want to punch Hems in Hems Bullsack.
He is probably going to say some racist hush right now.
Please explain how peeing and crapping out in public is considered freedom.
Dumb Republicans think it is freedom to be confined to using restrooms. But if you have to go right now and there's no restroom, or you just smoked a ton of crack and do not feel like getting up.
There is a simple solution to that. Crack is whack.
How dare you? It is my right to use crack however I want whenever I want.
SHIT just allowed us to witch out our crack pipes in class and smoke that ish right at our desk.
Don't you care about failing your classes?
Why should I care? I make millions of dollars a year by beating trans and beating black. Yeah, we make a lot more money than you.
You might be getting extra money temporarily by sitting on your took kiss. Eventually that goes away.
Huh? We make a ton of money promoting communism.
Bruh.
If you like communism so much, then why don't you take a raft and float your way to Cuba? They already have communism.
I dare you. It is your job to conform to my standards. You're loving and liberal.
Then go be loving and liberal in a land that already loves your communism.
I need my safe space. You just offended my soul. You are just upset that my life partner is trying to get me pregnant. Quit being angry that Brandon legalized men to get pregnant. I'm going to get pregnant just so I can get an abortion 30 days after it is born.
Bruh.
You dumb Republicans are so racist that you will not trains of 5 to 10,000 undocumented Americans friends come to America every single day. Instead of arresting people for killing people, we need to arrest people to question the elections.
Huh?
Yeah, if you do not think like us, then you need to be taken to a concentration camp. We need to get rid of you Nazis. We believe in freedom.
Yeah, you don't even believe in ever wearing a scam on your face. By the way, Malik, do you have an extra scam for me to wear in your pocket? I forgot to bring an extra scam.
Bruh.
I will take the one with lipstick stains and pizza sauce on it that I borrowed last time.
Wearing a used scam with bacteria's already on it? Wow, that is disgusting.
Yeah, well, it's a lot better than if you get COVID from not breathing in your own carbon dioxide for hours.
We do not care.
I'd rather breathe in my own air for hours than get COVID. That's why I just got my 81st booster.
Yeah, I had a heart attack right after I got my last booster. But I would rather have myocarditis than getting COVID again. I only had COVID 48 times since I got my 81 boosters. I bet you never even had COVID.
Yes. I never had a booster. And I never once had COVID. I take vitamin B, C, D and zinc every single day. Plus I work out and exercise.
How dare you tell us that, Ish? Every liberal knows that exercise is racist.
Really? What race is it against? Every major athlete exercises every single day regardless of skin color.
Even if I die from myocarditis after getting a gene therapy, it would still be better than if I did not get the gene therapy.
It's different for us. We are black.
I identify as black. That's why I vote Democrat.
Mike, you know everyone can see you, right? Your skin color does not change based on how you vote.
Shut up that face right now and put a scam on your face, loser. Oh dear.
Time for you to get your 82nd booster.
Mike, do you want to go to Chinatown and get our boosters before the protests or do it tomorrow before we go to class?
I don't know which is better. I would rather go to Chinatown tomorrow. But what if we get COVID today because we're not boosted? COVID can get us just like that. And if we get a heart attack today before going to the protest, we will miss the protests. I don't know which decision makes us more liberal.
I don't trust no one that does not get heart attacks. Things are not liberal at all.
Hey everyone. This is why you do not want to ever become liberal. We cannot let liberals run anything because their agenda is to run everything into the ground. They want mass depopulation and death and destruction throughout the world.
What's so wrong about that?
About time this broccoli dude tells the truth. give me communism or give me death. You should read about Karl Marx. He was a great globalist.
Anyway, we need to listen to the real news. Pay it forward by listening to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news we need to know about. Go to the schedule on the website and check out the other shows throughout the week also. Go to freedomizerradio.com.
I do not want to listen to anything that is not on fake news. We need to produce more disinformation to stop disinformation. We also need to wear scams forever to stop global warming. Let's go, Mike. Let's go to China Mart and get our 80-second boosters before the protest.
All right, so that was the episode of the week.
That was really good. I was taking notes. Yeah, why don't you go to Cuba for communism? What, are they going to have a different type of communism over there? Didn't work in Cuba, didn't work in China, didn't work in North Korea, doesn't work, didn't work in the former Soviet Union, but they're going to try it again here?
Yeah.
And the concentration camp, they want to send him to a concentration camp because he believes in freedom. So if you're in a concentration camp, you're not free, but if you're outside that concentration camp, you're not free either, because if you try to be free, you're going to end up in a concentration camp. They don't know. And the dirty mask, that was a good one to put in there.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, you know, I saw a mother pull a mask for her child out of her diaper bag. It fell on the ground, and she picked it up, and it was dirty, so she wiped it off on her pants. And then she put it on that baby. Now, she pulled it out of the diaper bag. How long has it been in there? And how many times has the kid worn the mask without it being washed? You know, not only do they not work against the virus, they are making people sick on their own. They're limiting their oxygen intake. They're rebreathing carbon dioxide. They are collecting bacteria and fungus and every other kind of spore that is in the air, pollens and everything else. Food, you touch it with your hands and all the bacteria is on your hands and germs on your hands are now on that mask. And then you just put it in a diaper bag so it just sits there and festers. And then you're going to put it back on your baby? Because why? Because you're virtual signaling that you're compliant?
No, it's loving and liberal, right?
Yeah, it's loving and liberal. No, it isn't. It's depraved and abusive. And, you know, you're not going to keep a mask on a baby, and the baby's going to have fits and scream and cry and pull it off, and you're going to put it on. So now you and the baby are struggling, and everybody's hands on the mask. Don't mask the children. And exercise is racist. Yeah, I heard that too. But then you see people like all those football players. They're all racist. And the basketball players, they're all different races. And soccer players, they're all different races. I mean, soccer's big all over the world, and those people exercise every day, all day.
So yeah, you're right. You're going to tell Mike Tyson that he's racist? Good luck.
Right? I'm not telling him anything like that. And then, you know, they're worried about, not worried about depopulation. You got Bill Gates, was one of the biggest depopulation eugenics freaks in the world. And he's going to, what, save you with his vaccine? No, he isn't. JoJo sent me something.
What was the thing here that I read earlier about he and Dr. Frawdy were running the CIA to get the gene therapies out so they took control of the CIA?
Yeah, they were in cahoots with the CIA from what I'm understanding. That Fauci made several visits over to their headquarters. The CIA was involved in covering up the Wuhan lab leak theory.
Right.
But the CIA is also involved in that Wuhan lab. You know, that type of research is always looked at by the CIA because it's a bioweapon. So, of course, the CIA was involved with it. And so was the FBI and every other Homeland Security agency. Everybody knew what was going on there. And all the other labs around, too. They're involved in all of them. If you're working on germs like that, you don't just, you know, set up a lab and just start working on those germs. You involve the government. So the government was well aware of what was going on. And that's why they were trying to cover it up. And that's why they're blaming China, but they really didn't go after China. They didn't put any sanctions against China or anything about China. Because China was only the landlord and the onlookers. Yeah, they had a couple of Chinese scientists working there too, but that's because they were working there to get the information for the government. But it was our researchers, our funding, our patents, our vaccines, our germs. You know, COVID was patented. And that's another thing. We paid for the research. We paid for the development of these vaccines. But the drug companies made the profit. How come we, the United States government, how come our treasury didn't make any money on it? We funded the whole operation right down to paying the rent to the Chinese for the lab. The Chinese were just the landlord. So yeah, the American people, and they're still getting the short end of the stick. We got to pay for it. We got to pay for our own demise. We got to pay for our own bioweapon used against us. We got to pay for the development of a useless vaccine that was sold as a bill of goods to us. So we developed it, and then we had to buy it off the drug company. The drug company developed it and made the money on it. But we put the money into the development originally with a grant. So we just gave them money to develop it. And it's absolutely a bioweapon. And they got more of them. COVID isn't the only one. They're working with all kinds of stuff. And they're manipulating COVID. And they're manipulating this gene therapy. They're going to change our genetic makeup. And no one's going to be able to reproduce soon. Even young people that are getting them, especially the males, they are having problems with their genitalia. They are having problems with their testicles, with their penises, and it's causing them excruciating pain to the point where some of them have had to have surgery. They're getting abscesses and everything else. And women are getting abscesses on their ovaries and stuff. So it's attacking reproduction system and giving people heart attacks. So if it's not killing them, it's sterilizing them. And people are just lining up. You know, and now they've approved it for children for as young as 6 months old. Don't be bringing your babies down and get this therapy. And I really don't care who gets upset at that. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm giving you common sense advice. Don't do that to the children. You want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. But, you know, give the kids a chance. See how well you do. Don't just rush out there and vaccinate your children. Children don't even need vaccines until they're 18 months old for most of the childhood.
The thing is now, though, is that, see, in 2020, 2021, even early 2022, they were still able to sell that. But now that ship has sailed, in my opinion. They're not going to get those gene therapies sold unless they have the CBDCs where it's part of the requirement to get money.
Right.
And then there'll be a revolution war.
Yeah, well, they're already strong-arming people. They've been doing it right along.
No, I know that, but...
If you don't get
but...
the vaccine, you don't work.
Right, I realize that, but it wasn't to work in public. I'm talking about taking all your money away because you could still hustle for cash. But there will be a revolutionary war if they said we're taking all the money away and you can only have money if you get gene therapies. When people know that they're dying if they get them, though people will finally fight in the streets.
I don't know about that proof. I'm starting to really lose hope that the people are going to wake up and fight back. It's
I
already
think that's
well
one of
the
few things that would get people up, because if you take the money away, then they have nothing. And then if they're told you have to possibly kill yourself and play Russian roulette just to get a stipend, I think that if you fall for that, you're done. So I think that would be the last stand, and I think that would be the last domino that the globalists need. And we'll see where that is, but I think that's where we're headed.
You know, look at all these young people having heart attacks because they got the vaccine just to enter into a university. All those universities were requiring those students to get vaccinated, so they did it. And now, I mean, they're having heart attacks left and right in these colleges, to the point where they have to keep defibrillators now in the cafeteria and other places.
Right.
That's amazing. You know, and I'd be afraid to send the children, because most of the colleges require it. When the parents say, forget it, then I'm not sending them. And these universities don't have any students, and they start losing money, that's when they will pay attention and drop the mandates. But you got too many people who would still comply. If all of us just say no, what are they going to do? They can't live without us. See, they threaten people's jobs. You can't work, you can't eat unless you get this vaccine. Well, how about we do a general strike and nothing moves? Not a truck, not a train, not a bus, not a taxi, not a computer. Nothing moves. Nobody go to work that day. All it would take is one day, because that would show them that we can organize. If you can organize one day, you can organize a whole lot more. But just think, if one day nobody went to work, this country would come to a screeching halt. We have the power, but we don't have the common sense to stick together. At least Democrats will do that. They will stick together,
right,
even for the wrong thing, but they'll stick together. But if all Americans just decided, okay, we got to do something about this, and we call it general strike. Say we wanted to strike November 1st, day after Halloween. Nobody go to work. Wouldn't that be something? That would scare the stuffing out of them. They'd say, how did they do that? How did they organize that? If you can get a whole bunch of people to go loot Philly all at the same time, you can get a whole bunch of people to just stay home. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to talk to anyone. You can participate without doing a damn thing. That's how easy it could be. But put it out there that we're going to do it. Put it out there why. And then do it. And you did, really. You know, a lot of people won't go to protests and they won't go to marches and they won't travel to go to their senator's office. Well, how about something where you don't have to do any of that? Just stay home one day. What do you think of that?
I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it, too. You know, they could stay home during COVID, everybody stayed home. because they were being cooperative. How about we stay home as a rebellion? That shows the government they are not running the show. We are. We can organize. We can pull it together. We can come together. Blacks, whites, browns, mm-hmm. reds, everybody. Any mix of the combination. Don't go to school. Don't go to work. National walkout. And make it fun. And make it exciting. And make it so that everybody knows they are participating in something bigger than themselves. And so easy, even a caveman can do it. Especially a caveman can do it.
I just think something about the term of maybe I'm trying to word it properly here on the fly, but something along the nature of, instead of supporting a globalist, support your neighbor, and you take a picture with your neighbor or something.
Right. Everybody stay home and show yourself, you know, having coffee with the neighbor.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. It's beautiful. It's perfectly
peaceful.
If you
showed a picture of you having coffee with a neighbor, they'll probably try to ban coffee next.
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody, you know, if everybody stayed home and I had a beach day or, you know, November 1st, just take a ride around, look at the foliage. You know,
well, we don't want anybody stopping for gas, though.
True. That's another thing. If you stay home, you're not out there buying anything. You're not traveling. You're not doing anything. The whole country would come to a screeching halt, and it would only take one day to do it.
Hey,
because that's all
Joanne,
you need.
You have a friend calling in.
Okay, well, let's bring them in.
Hey, Joanne. I'm so
Hey,
alive.
Joe. I recognize that voice.
I had to do some pre-medical stuff. They got to do some eye surgery, and my whole schedule is messed up, and I'm working on three projects. I've been working on
Which
two
one?
Books, and I'm also working on a TV promo for the book that I just came out. So I've been busy.
Yeah, congratulations on you on the book sales. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, what have y'all? I've been watching the Keebler Elves. It's out of control.
Why? What's going on in the debate?
Well, it's totally. They have no control over it, and there are a bunch of little babies in their playpen fighting over toys.
Like what?
They're just jabbing each other. You know, they're so insignificant. I mean. They're done. They're gone. You know, say goodbye, bye. Trump's got this. You know, he just came up higher in a new polling. And, you know, these people, they asked Trump in an interview, said, you know, would you consider these people as a vice president? He said, no.
No.
So, did you see the Raheem interview with Trump? Did you see that yet?
No, how was it?
Excellent. Probably the best interview that anybody's done. I like him. He's on the War Room a lot. And
I know who he is. I haven't had a chance to see that interview yet, and I had been looking forward to it, too.
Yeah.
But I've been so wrapped up in travel.
Where are you at now?
I'm at home now. I got home Sunday.
Okay. Where did you go to?
I went to Maryland.
He went to Maryland.
Family,
he didn't come by to see me.
No, it was a whirlwind trip.
No, I can
understand. Yeah, I went up for my son's birthday, and my grandson, my other son's boy, his appendix burst, and he got poison throughout his system. So, yeah, he's only 7, so I went to the hospital to visit him. He was at Johns Hopkins Children's version there, pediatrics.
Yeah, that's a good – Johns Hopkins is probably the best one in the country.
they did a great job with him, and they cleared up the infection really good, and he's only got a little tiny scar from getting his appendix out, but he had to stay a few days because of the poison that was going to him, because they actually did burst.
Wow.
And leaked out.
So did you hear about the Iranian spy raid in the White House? Have you guys talked about that yet?
We haven't talked about that yet. Do you want to catch us up on that?
Well, there's a guy that he was really deep-seated. He's way up there. His name is Rob Malloy, or Malloy, and he was they had a whole Iranian spy ring going on.
Wow.
They pulled his he had a top secret clearance. Well, they pulled him. They pulled his clearance, and they're investigating him. His name is Rob, M-A-L-L-E-Y. And he had a whole bunch of people employed under him. And, you know, he's as high as they're going to get, probably in the State Department. And he was the Iran envoy. But really, secretly, he was playing for the Iranians.
Wow.
So you'll hear probably more about that. You know, they can't hide anything now. You know, the thing with, with Hunter and all his doings, and you probably just that tonight, it's going from drip, drip, drip to Niagara Falls. So
what's in Niagara Falls?
Well, the drip, drip, drip of all the information that's come out has turned into a Niagara Falls.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I thought something else was going on because we talked about.
Oh no! They even got Biden's brother now interviewed, and he's everything's just coming out at once. So much stuff.
Yeah, and none of this would have come out if they weren't already. Biden's getting the heave-ho. He's too hot now. And he's bringing the heat on everybody.
They got
as many miles as they could out of him and his kid. Who looks at this crackhead passed out with an underage hooker next to him, and an alcoholic crackhead, and who says, "Oh yeah, we need him on our board of directors. He's our guy." No. And Joe knew that kid was in his worst state in his life, and he was still sending him out there to do the shakedowns.
Mm-hmm.
When it was actually them, the people that were donating to him were also collecting their own evidence and insurance just in case they needed it. Just threaten the father with putting all this stuff out about the kid. So everybody keeps their mouth shut. They're all blackmailing each other.
Well, they got audios, and the audios will be coming out soon.
Yeah, see, they wouldn't have come this far if they weren't very well ready to get rid of Biden. They're just hanging on till they can nominate Michelle. And then Biden and Kamala can start packing up the stuff. They're done.
Yeah,
that would be the way to get rid of them both.
Joanne, I'm still not seeing anything on Michelle. She's still over. She hasn't returned to the United States. She's over there doing her own thing. The day she was in Germany, she's been
Germany giving speeches for $741,000. For an hour's worth of work. So she's out there collecting money. She's making money over there.
I'm wondering now.
I know she doesn't want the job, but that's all they have. And they're going to sweeten the pot. They're going to make it so she cannot refuse it. Biden only shows up half the time. She wouldn't even have to show up a third of the time.
No.
But, she didn't like living under the microscope, and she doesn't like the country. Remember she said all that for a flag? She doesn't even like, she told us she was never proud of this country until her husband was elected. But, you know, she was barely proud at that. She didn't like the White House, didn't like living at the White House, didn't like all the rules, doesn't like the Secret Service. So she doesn't like to be under the microscope.
She did like being on the Ellen show sloshing that day, though.
She really did like that. She was enjoying that little dance, little free breezing over there.
Yeah, free breezing,
Swaying in the breeze.
But she
just doesn't want the job, but they're going to force it on her.
Oh, there was a headliner yesterday. See if I can find this. I've been starting to keep everything, saved off into a certain file. They're considering the bringing the draft back.
Yes, mm-hmm. I saw that.
You saw that?
That's how bad the Ukraine's going. They want to draft people. That'll wake people up, though, Joanne. That's one of the few things that could wake people up. Let the 20-somethings get drafted into a war that we're guaranteed to lose.
Right.
Well, did you see overseas that they were treating our soldiers that were in our Ukraine? We have soldiers over there that got mm-hmm. wounded, and they were treating them over in Europe, and they asked where they came from. They said they came from the Ukraine. Hello?
Wow. There was a lot of Ukrainians at that hotel I stayed at in Maryland. All men, too. Yeah, I was standing outside the lobby, and I tried to talk to one of them, and he was polite. But then him and his whole group moved over to the other side of the lobby.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there was a lot of them. There was a whole bus full.
And the other thing in Ukraine, did you see, I don't know if you talked about it, I just got on here. Did you see that the missile that killed the two Polish farmers was actually from the Ukraine? The Ukraine tried to set it up to bring Russia into the war, that Russia attacked Poland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ukraine's been lying about Russia. Like they said that missile that blew up that market, they said that was a Russian missile. No, it wasn't. It was a Ukraine misfire.
Did you see Fauci? You guys discuss about Fauci. They snuck him in the CIA, and he got running orders to hide the origins of the COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it's popping left and right. I have a whole list here.
Yeah, well, there's lots of stuff being exposed, but there's still no repercussion about it.
Well, drip, 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 as I say, turns into Niagara Falls. We're coming to the Niagara Falls moment.
Yeah, well, I hope the floodgates come open quick, but, you know, who's going to prosecute these people? Not Merrick Garland, not White,
no.
not any of those crew. You know, so you can expose everything all day. But
what are we going to do about it? They could get Hunter. And all it would have to do is some nice Republican state's attorney to get Hunter on child trafficking.
Yeah, but they haven't even brought that up. And they got that, anybody who brings up that subject and those photographs, you know, they're going to jail just for sharing the photograph or for looking at this, for viewing that type of pornography. You know, so they got us. They can keep that kind of under wraps. There's a lot of people who have seen everything that's on that laptop, though. You know, like we talked about earlier, McCain was shopping it around. All the media, they all saw it. They all know. Giuliani knows, and he has lawyers, so his lawyers know. The McGregor and his lawyers, they all know what's on there. And there's a lot of other, the FBI knows what's on there. The CIA knows what's on there. Homeland Security knows what's on there. So does Hunter, and so does his father. They all know.
There was
all
a
those
Chinese
senators
group.
Know. All those Congress people know.
Yeah. There was a group out of China before the election put the whole thing out on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and looked at it.
Oh, my.
And all I can say is Hunter should be in shackles right now for what I saw. Now, the guy.
Yeah, well,
I
saw that he has a video of him molesting his 14-year-old niece.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that happened.
I'm trying to think the guy who's in D.C. I can't think of his name. He's on the internet. He's really been good. He's put the whole laptop. He's hit all the pornographical pictures on it. I can't think of his name.
I don't know. I haven't seen the pictures, but I don't even know if I could look, if I could force myself to look at them. You know, just telling me about it makes my skin crawl.
Yeah,
you know, touching children.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Did you hear that the prosecutor in Florida, he's in Tampa. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's been prosecuting that guy, Adam Honeycutt Johnson, who was the bail bondsman down here, by the way. He's prosecuted him. He's facing violent charges of his own. Says the Tampa Bay Times reported that a suspect detained over a bizarre local road rage incident is 38-year-old Patrick Douglas Scruggs. And what he did was he got in a road rage thing, pulled out a pocket knife, and just started stabbing this guy. Stabbed him a whole bunch of times. The guy that he stabbed was a 35-year-old guy, and he stabbed him with a pocket knife. And he's got injuries. They're not life-threatening. But he just got out on $65,000 bail. And he worked at the U.S. Attorney's Office. Imagine
that. I saw that.
Yeah, and this is the guy that prosecuted our bail bondsman, and all he did was took a selfie of himself sitting at Pelosi's desk with his feet up on the desk. Obama had his feet on the furniture all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So now this guy's wearing an ankle monitor, and he's going through trial, and he can't even leave Central Florida, and he has a curfew. And this is while he's awaiting trial. At least he got out of the gulag in D.C., but he was in there for 2 years.
Yes, I saw that. That's just, we're headed to a constitutional crisis. And
I would say we're already in one.
Well, we're entering in the first phase of it, but, we're going to see some big things. I follow economic trends, and you always look at the M2 rate. The M2 rate is always the predictor of recessions.
What does M2 stand for?
It's the money supply.
Okay.
It's one of the money supply. Well, anytime it has dropped in history, we've had a recession. It dropped hugely in the 1929, 1930, and we had a recession. And then back during Carter, it dropped. But this time it's really dropped, and we're headed for the biggest crash that you ever seen. And,
yeah,
and
that's
this,
why
and
Menendez
this,
is stashing gold and money in his mattress.
Right.
He didn't want it in a bank. Even the senator doesn't trust the bank.
No. So
his bribe money. And what business did they have to go into his wife's safety deposit box? She's not a senator. I'm finding really fishy.
Well, here's the thing with that. He is against Iran.
Mm-hmm.
He does not like Biden's policy. He's even stated that. Remember, he has to step down from, he's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, one of the strongest committees in the Senate. He had to step down. Biden got rid of him.
Yeah, well, they're doing that guerrilla lawfare on their own now, too.
Oh, of course.
You know, what they got away with Trump, now they're just using it like it's an everyday occurrence. They're just going after people. And I don't like Menendez. I don't like him one bit. But it's just fishy that they're going after him for doing much, much less than Biden has done.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're talking about a couple $100,000 with Menendez. They're talking, you know, could be $30-40 million with the Bidens. And diamonds and cars and properties and trips and everything else with the Bidens.
Well,
you know, they're talking
George,
about this guy with the Egyptians, but you know what? I bet you anything that he was working with the Al-Sisi Egyptians and not the Muslim Brotherhood, which would also piss off Biden or Obama.
Well,
because
George,
remember, they wanted the Muslim Brotherhood in there.
Yeah, you know, George, our friend out in California, Nasus?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, he says it could be up to $100 million.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting a piece of it, too. The Obamas didn't let that all go on and not get a piece of it. No way in hell Valerie Jarrett let that kind of money pass under her nose and not get a piece of it.
This just broke. There's a news story just broke out of Arizona. Arizona Treasury Kimberly Yee is now the acting governor of Arizona.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I didn't see that. Where did you see that?
It just broke.
No, I know that, but where? Because I'm on the Gateway Pundit right now.
This is a guy by the name of George. He just posted a statement. He's on Twitter. I have all the conservative people set up on Twitter or X, and he just posted the statement. So
right here,
he said
Arizona Treasurer Kimberly Yee, 3 hours ago, I have been notified that I will be serving as acting governor beginning later this evening until mid-morning tomorrow. She put a statement out here.
Oh.
It says, while I'm pleased to step into this role, I will refrain from naming directors to the 13 agencies that currently have vacancies, and I will not call the Arizona legislature into session to confirm them. That being said, I do hope when the governor returns to Arizona, she will properly name qualified directors to these important state agencies and remove the legal uncertainty that exists for all of the regulatory actions taken by the agencies. I expect to see a swift resolution to this matter so we can get back to getting the work done for Arizona taxpayers. The people of Arizona deserve better leaders. She doesn't say what it's about.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Well, there's something
in the voter fraud. Maybe a medical procedure.
Who knows?
Wow, I don't know. I don't know why, but it's till tomorrow, so it might be that she's having a...
Lots of fraud out there coming out to exposure.
Yeah.
I mean, tons and tons of fraud in Arizona right now.
Yeah, I saw that. And Carrie Lake is being more, she's getting more headway.
And have you been following that trial of Eastman?
No.
Well, they've been exposing every day it's a new bomb dropping up there. Because they're trying to disbar him. And he's just bringing everything. He's just bringing the receipts. And it is looking, you know, if you follow it, you know, you're finding out how much fraud there was. He's bringing everybody in.
Well, good luck with that. I don't know. I've lost so much hope that any of this is going to get resolved. It's all so politics. Well, as of this evening, Katie Hobbs is not the governor of Arizona. The treasurer is. So is she having some surgery or something? But she's not
that's
the governor.
Usually what
right
happens.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, if she's got to get knocked out.
Well, I don't think it's anything that serious or else it would have been bigger news.
Yeah. Oh.
What?
No,
did you see something?
Provided. No, it says no information has been provided regarding the reasons behind the unavailable, but it's a matter to be resolved. September 25th, the same Kimberly Yee, who's now the acting governor, says Katie Hobbs has decided the law doesn't apply to her because the Senate did not rubber stamp her left-wing and disastrous nominees. This is exactly why we have checks and balances in our system and Constitution. No one's above the law. And then it says, unlawful move by governor will not change Senate's confirmation process. So I don't know if it has something to do with that, but this Kimberly Yee, who's now the governor on the 25th, said that she thinks Katie Hobbs has decided the law doesn't apply to her.
Well, she's a Democrat. It doesn't apply.
Yeah, well, is this Yee doesn't sound like a Democrat. Let me see. And she's the treasurer? But, well, she's right now the governor of Arizona as of this minute. So we probably should know who she is. It's only for a few hours until Thursday morning.
Yeah, then that has to be a... that has to be just a medical procedure that if it's for a few hours.
Yeah. The Attorney General is out of state until Friday. It says, I expect to see a swift resolution to the matter so we can get back to getting the work done for the Arizona taxpayers. So is she going to court in the morning or something, maybe?
No, if she was going to court,
that's
then you wouldn't. She'd have to be, it would have to be a medical procedure. That's all I could think of.
Oh, did you see this? Costco. They started selling gold bars. They ran out of them.
Wow.
1949 And they were out of them within hours of being restocked.
Yeah, well, 1900 that's actually a good deal because isn't gold worth 2500 an ounce?
Let me check what gold went to today. Hold on. Let me see what gold went for. Gold is selling for $1,891
per ounce. All right, so yeah, 1900 is right then.
Yeah, it went up to 2050 and it's been coming down. I mean, the markets are totally everything. The thing that's really bad right now is oil is headed to $100 a barrel. We haven't,
yeah,
I don't know if you've seen it in Florida yet because we're in the winter season right now. So they switch on the winter blend and the winter blend is always cheaper than the summer blend.
Yeah.
But price of oil will go up to $5 a gallon.
Well, it's up to five here.
Is it?
Can you imagine those poor people who rely on that to heat their houses, run their electric plants to, you know, for, I don't know, man, people are going to be in trouble. Up in Maine, everybody's got oil furnaces.
Mom got two cords of wood. We got enough to keep us, plus we already had a cord and a half, so we're okay. If the electric grid breaks down, we got wood.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, they're even trying to make that illegal to burn.
Well,
to get rid of wood burning stoves.
There'll be all hell break loose.
Yeah, they got rid of all the logging and then created the situation for the wildfires, so now you couldn't even start logging again because trees are burnt. They said they didn't want people burning wood. They don't want people using oil. They don't want to use gas. So I don't know how they expect people to stay warm.
Oh,
do
Trump
they?
Got a good.
They don't.
Trump got a good reception up there with the UAW. Excellent. They were lined up by the thousands and thousands and thousands along the road.
Well,
yeah,
figured.
Well, that Biden's trying to strip the unions. He's going down there like he's some big union guy. And he's getting rid of all their jobs. He's trying to force people to use the electric cars. Most of the components come over from China. Now Ford wants to put a Chinese battery company here. So all these union jobs are going to be gone.
Very quickly.
Yes. And if you're building electric cars, you can use artificial intelligence and robots to do it. They're not really electric cars. They're computers on wheels. So a computer could build a computer.
That's true.
Yeah, just a computer can move the robotic arms. Build that whole car without even any human interaction. Maybe one person has to press play on the computer. They could even set that on a timer and do that itself, too. But, yeah, you get rid of the cars the way they are. I mean, even these batteries are obsolete. You know, we got stuff out there that's been developed for years. You know, how do these rockets make it all the way to Mars? No gas stations or charging stations out there. So there are other ways to create energy. Enough to get rockets light years away. How'd that Mars rover get to Mars? I mean, I know that's got solar charges. But it's got to be strong enough and last long enough to propel that object through space and land it safely, set itself up. That all requires energy. Yeah, that we have ways to have energy that doesn't require charging stations. Like I said, even these batteries are obsolete. We talked about that last time I was on the show. Energy is everywhere. If you take your hand and you put it above someone else's hand, just hold it up there, that person will feel your energy, will feel you hovering that hand over them. Everything is energy. It's all around us. All you got to do is harness it. And obviously they know how. And that Mars rover has recharged itself enough to start sending photographs back again.
Mm-hmm.
Remember it died out? And then it came back to life and started sending images again. So it collected enough energy. So, yeah, we got all kinds of energy everywhere. And that's the truth. And why don't they put alternators and alternator belts on every wheel, every hub on a car? You got four wheels. So as those wheels are turning, they could be charging a battery. If you want to charge your car, take it for a ride. And you can put solar panels on the roof, just like you would a moon roof or a sun roof. And you can put little turbines in wherever wherever wind is. You know, when you're driving your car, you're breaking wind. and the wind is pushed off the sides of the front of the car. Just grab that wind too. Make it turn turbines. Harness it. You'd never have to plug that car in. But of course, the electric company won't make any money, and the charging stations won't make any money, and the government won't make any money taxing all of that. That'd be all free. You'd have to charge that car once. Or if you let it sit and idle too long. But you'd only have to plug it in once, and then when you need to charge it, take it for a ride around the block a few times. And you wouldn't have to worry about sitting at a charging station for hours and hours waiting for your car to charge. It would be charging as you're using it. And you can do the same with your house. Just walking around, blinking your eyes, moving your fingers. You give off energy. If you can harness that, you can store it in a belt. And when you get home, plug your house into your belt.
Mm-hmm.
Run your house.
Did you hear about the energy secretary who went on a publicity drive? And she came, they were on these, you know, electric cars, and they came to this charging station, and the thing didn't work, and they were holding up the other ones, and they ended up calling the police on her.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah, she was blocking the charging station, and some young family was waiting to use it, and they were holding it, waiting for her to get there. Yeah, they called the cops on her, made a move. But, yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that. Did you hear Elon Musk is going to the border tomorrow?
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But what is his motive exactly on that?
He wants to find out a better way to handle the immigration crisis. So he wants to go see for himself what's going on, see how they're, you know, handling it, see what the operations include. And then he's going to try to build a better mousetrap. He's going to figure out how to do it better. But yeah, he is very pro-American, you know, pro-sovereignty, not pro-American, but pro-sovereignty. And remember, they were mad at him because he wouldn't turn Starlink on so that the Ukrainians could sneak up on the Russians and pull a sneak attack.
Right.
The Zelensky called up Elon Musk and said, hey, you know, turn on Starlink, I'm going to bomb this part of Crimea. And Musk said, no, I don't want to be involved in your war. But not only that, he's an American company, and there is sanctions against that. They made him turn off Starlink because it was a war zone. But the president of Ukraine doesn't get to pick up the phone and call Elon Musk and tell him, hey, switch on Starlink in this area. He has to hear that from the United States. He has to hear it from the president. Or he's not doing it. Plus, he didn't want to be part of their war. You know, that's way too much power. Zelensky thinks he can call up Elon Musk and tell him to turn on Starlink. He doesn't run that American company. Elon Musk does. And there's sanctions. And if he violated them, he would be in trouble with the United States government. So Zelensky was trying to, like, overstep Biden.
Well, yeah, but the way he's been making money hand over fist here, he runs more stuff in this town than Brandon does.
That's true. But that's a little pompous and entitled, don't you think, that he can just pick up the phone and say, turn that on?
Oh, I agree, but I think that he believes that he calls the shots here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all that celebrity has gone to his head. All he was an actor and a cross-dresser. And now he's the president of Ukraine because he's willing to do their bidding. Good money in it. But now that power has gone to his head. He thinks he has more authority than he actually does.
He got a cold reception in Capitol Hill.
Yeah, well, these Republicans, 28 of them. Now, there's only 50 senators. Out of 28 of Republicans, if we had 28 Republicans, we'd have the majority in the Senate. But I don't know where they get that 28 of them vote. I got their names. But they voted to fund Ukraine in this continuing resolution. And then in a couple of weeks, November 1st, they have to have a whole budget out, and they got another bill out, and that's got money in it for Ukraine, too. How come every bill now has money in it for Ukraine?
Well, we're financing, if we sat down, we're financing their government. Yeah, our government shut down. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't. And the government doesn't have to shut down, and they make their own deadlines. And then they act like, oh, the whole world is going to collapse because, you know, we put an artificial date up here that we have to have this done by then. Well, just like they changed the date, and just like they're doing a continuing resolution until November 1st. They're just giving themselves another month. They're kicking it down the road. So if they can set that deadline and break this one, then the deadline is full of it anyhow. It's just a way to shake us down and cause panic. Oh, my God, the government's going to shut down. All but 20% of it runs on itself. So the other 20% is non-essential. And I think every government employee should be essential, and every government function should be essential. But they're not going to, you know, take the days off themselves. What they're going to do is they're going to close national parks and monuments and, you know, anything they can do to cause pain and aggravate people. Remember they wouldn't let the veterans go to the Vietnam Memorial?
Yeah.
During one of those shutdowns? And they had all the public parks closed and roped off. You know, you couldn't get into Yellowstone. You couldn't get into any of the national parks. Yeah, those weren't important when they really were. And then when they went back to work, they all got their back pay, so nobody missed a paycheck. They just got it all lump sum. If you're out of work,
well,
the government shut down, why do you get that back pay? Well, should have done your job, and it wouldn't have got shut down.
Well, the Democrats are the kings of the shutdown.
Oh, yeah, they look forward to it. They find very creative ways to aggravate people. And they threaten the old ladies, and they threaten the veterans, and they threaten the poor children, and, you know, health departments, things like that. But they never miss a paycheck themselves. And in every one of these CIs, they give themselves a raise, too. So not only are they getting back pay, they're getting a bonus. But shut down, too. Every time you shut down, you don't have to go to work, but you still get paid.
Paid vacation.
Yeah. It's all a scam. Everything's a scam. And we should know better, and we should be smarter. We have to teach the young people, because these teachers aren't going to teach them. They're going to teach them what they want them to know and how they want them to come out. They're not going to teach them how to be independent thinkers. They're not going to teach them to be mechanics and, you know, electricians and plumbers and things like that. They're all going to, you know, those are the jobs that they're going to give to the migrants. We're being replaced. We are absolutely being replaced. They don't like Americans. And they like people they can control.
Did you see up in Staten Island they kicked out the people from the nursing home? There was this guy who was a 95-year-old vet.
Yeah, we talked about that for a little bit, yeah.
Did you? Oh, that just people up in New York are about ready to mutiny. I hope they do.
Yeah, well, you know, how many slaps in the face, how many kicks in the teeth are they going to give us before we say something?
Well, you don't mess around with Staten Islanders.
Oh, yeah. I used to hear how brave New Yorkers were and how tough they were, you know, and I had a lot of respect for them. But when I see stuff like this going on and they're doing nothing about it, now they're starting to speak up. But this has been going on a long time. They just thought it was Texas's problem. No, it's not Texas's problem. And then they flip out that the Texas governor sent 1,300 migrants to New York. Well, where'd the other 190,000 come from? Not Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's looking at Joe Biden.
Well, even the mayor of El Paso, he's a Democrat. Guess what he's doing? He's sending them out.
Yeah. Texas can't afford them. They're really destabilizing Texas.
Well, that's the idea, though. By the way, Bianchi wants to come in. I'm going to open his mic.
Come on in, Bianchi.
How you guys doing?
Good, friend. How you doing?
Well, I would recommend everybody go to U.S. Debt Clock. In 2027, the interest on the debt will be $2 trillion. The revenue would be about $4
trillion.
Can't survive like that.
No. No, you can't.
Your debt would be $44 trillion. It's $33 trillion now. But your revenue now is about $4 trillion. You can't survive like that.
No. It has to crash. There's no way around it. It has to crash. But you know what happens when it crashes, Bianchi? All these rich people get affected. The poor people, of course, they're always going to get affected. The middle class will probably be wiped out. But the very wealthy will lose their money and their influence and their power. And there will be a shakeup among their ranks, too. You know, not all rich people are going to make it.
I think I told you guys the other night, Congress and U.S. senators should be paid by the states that they represent.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from this federal salary. And they all should be term limits, even those people that's working for the bureaucrat. They should be term limited.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this machine operates itself. They should get rid of the nepotism. They should immediately streamline the staff. This is 2023. Most of the government's business can be done with automation. You don't even need that many employees. But they have make-work jobs. You know, the senator's nephew and niece and their cousins and their uncles and their aunts, they all get these civil service jobs. And then their life is in there. And that's
they get the civil service
jobs
on the recommendation
going.
Of the Congress people, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some nepotism. Another point.
Yeah.
Robots, AI, and whatever else that's taking the place of a human worker. You know, like your kiosk at your supermarkets.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yeah.
should be taxed, an employee tax. The same as if it was a human being, tax it.
You know, that's something to think about. I hadn't thought about that. The more artificial intelligence you employ, the less taxes you pay. And the
more
less, you don't have to put out for OSHA, and you don't have to have unemployment compensation for them.
You're right. You're right. Yes, you're absolutely right. You don't have to pay no vacation. So the employer really won't be losing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the municipality that was taxing that employee, that machine should be taxed that same amount. That way, the revenue that's generated from employee taxes can still come in and provide what it needs to provide in order to run the municipality.
Yeah, well, that's a double-edged sword because the government won't be fighting to keep your jobs if they're still making the same money. They won't give a damn about that. There'd be more reason to get rid of us.
Yeah.
So those are just a few things that
and
would
we
need
should
to be
decentralize changed. That automatic bureaucrat. You know, the people that run the government, literally. You know, we should definitely decentralize them. Move them out of D.C. Put the Department of Agriculture in an agriculture state. Put the Department of Education, get rid of the Department of Education. All of these agencies, the FBI, you should break them up and scatter them around the country and don't have a central office. IRS, scatter those around the country, too. Don't have that central office.
Absolutely.
Then you'd have people in all the different states working at these agencies instead of just the people in D.C., and it's self-perpetuating. So if you break them up like you would any monopoly, it would be better for the country.
Let the states control those parks and forests. Do away with the federal government collecting lease fees and drilling fees from companies that explore and extract energy. That money should go to the – could you imagine how better off these states would be if they kept that money?
Yeah. They just screwed Alaska out of it. Alaska was doing it. They were getting checks from the energy agencies and departments and everything for the drilling in Alaska, but he stopped that now, so all those people aren't getting checks anymore. But that was like a profit-sharing type thing that they had going on up there.
Well, if I was Alaska, I would be fighting. And we got to start telling these courts to go pound sand. They are nothing more than a high-class referee. That's all they are.
You see that local judge, circuit judge in New York, go after Trump today, saying that he inflated the value of his properties in order to get loans, and they're going after him for that. And this guy is a local judge who has no real estate authority whatsoever, doesn't know squat about real estate, said that Mar-a-Lago was only worth, what did he say, to proof, $18 million to $27
million. $18 million, but an empty lot is worth $40.
Right. Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. You kidding me? That's ridiculous. This judge doesn't know squat, and he doesn't know that, you know, you can't just pick up the phone and call the bank manager and say, I need $1 billion, and I have this much property to use as collateral. Well, if the bank has their own appraisers, so they have to know the value of all your assets. And the title company, they have their own appraiser, and they got to know the value of the assets before any of that loan is ever approved. And then the loan was repaid, and the interest was repaid. And this judge said that there was fraud. That was a private transaction between his client and a bank. And the money was paid back, and the interest was paid, and there was never a late payment or anything else. And it was long ago. So why is he bringing it up now? And Mar-a-Lago was worth a hell of a lot more than this guy is saying. And now he's trying to dissolve Trump's businesses in New York. And this guy all by himself thinks that he has this type of authority to do such a thing. I'm sure it's already being challenged. But it's still, that's a lot of chutzpah.
Yeah,
and
but the judges don't get in trouble for those. If it gets kicked upstairs, it gets kicked upstairs. They don't get in trouble for that.
No. No, he did. He just send it on his way and just go back into obscurity.
Mm-hmm.
Without any type of a fallout for him trying such an audacious move on a former president of the United States, bringing up something like that. And it's a civil matter. And it should, if the bank had a problem with it, it should be the bank.
Yeah, but if the bank isn't suing Trump, so why would they get involved that years later? Isn't it after the statute of limitations anyway? But not that stops anyone.
Yeah, that didn't stop them. They extend them in Trump's cases. They've already done it before. Now they did it again. However, that's none of the government's business. The government made money off of it. So if Trump said that his property was worth $2 and this judge only thinks it's only worth $1 and Trump paid taxes on $2, give him back half his money because he overpaid taxes too then. As far as I can see it, the government owes him money if that's what their claim is. The bank's happy. Trump's happy. The only one not happy is the government, and they're the ones that owe him money. Because you should have only paid tax on $18 million. If what he's saying is accurate. And, you know, it's not going to go anywhere. It's only going to take 30 seconds for Trump to get his hands on the records from the bank appraisers and the title company appraisers and his own appraisers and the lawyers. And he'll have all those documents, and he can march into the appellate court and say, this guy's full of it. You know, here's the receipts. I said it was worth this. The bank said it was worth that. And the title company said it was worth that. So who the hell is this judge? He's not an appraiser. He's a judge. So that's just, and then he wants to try to dissolve Trump's businesses in New York as punishment. So this guy brings the suit, judges the suit, and then tries to dissolve Trump's businesses all on his own.
Without a judge. No jury.
No jury. And no authority to do any of this. And he's just a district court. He's not even a state court.
Right.
Yeah, I'm surprised the guy can walk upstairs with testicles that big. My goodness. What do you think about that, Bianchi?
I think it's a bunch of hogwash.
Yeah. And the judge is creepy looking. He looks like that E. Jean Carroll or one of those Rothschilds. He's just got that real creepy, sinister look.
What court? He sits on an appellate court?
No, he's a district judge. I'll tell you his
name. A federal
judge? With Alvin Bragg.
Yeah.
He should be impeached for bad behavior.
Yeah, but when you're in New York, unless you fight it, then they win. So he's not used to. Don't worry, George Soros pays his people properly. So I'm sure that they already figure that it's not going to go anywhere, but it'll cost Trump some money. That's the whole point.
Well, just write a list. Write these people's names down on a list, because if they keep living, we're running to them in the future.
Yeah,
and
all right. It is a take.
We're beyond that, though.
They'll find themselves in a predicament, and then at that point, you give them hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow. All right, the judge's name is Arthur Engoron, E-N-G-O-R-O-N. And it says here, do you understand how egregious this is? The state AG is spending taxpayer money to prosecute a civil case against a former president of the opposite political party, and the judge is all too happy to assist. A piece of work. And all the banks and lenders did their own due diligence on the financing, according to Laura Logan. She said all operational loans and business loans were paid back. There were no defaults or banking interest adversely impacted. There are no victims of what the state calls fraud. Yet the judge is ruling the Trump organization must dissolve all business interests in the state and exit within 10 days. So he got 10 days to clear out of New York and dissolve his businesses. Right.
But if there's an appeal, what is he supposed to dissolve it anyway? And then, if he wins, he does what?
No, he'll just get an appeal and just get a stay until the appeal is heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the appellate court will enter a ruling. And then if it's not in his favor, he'll appeal it again and go up into the higher courts. But this is stupid. It's not even worth chasing. And you're going to put this guy through this even more. It's just more of the same. But we're going to put the people through it. We're going to put the state of New York through it. We're going to put the federal government and the federal courts through it, all the way to the Supreme Court for a loan that was repaid and never had an issue.
You're forgetting the important part that a district judge in New York is appraising property in Florida where he has no jurisdiction.
Exactly. And it's all just to pile on Trump to clear the way for Michelle.
Yes.
You know, the more they come up with on Trump, they think the better her chances are. Because they're not guaranteed that she'll win against him. Her husband was a complete failure. Joe Biden was a complete failure. And they're pulling every sneaky, dirty, rotten, underhanded trick on Trump. He's the most investigated guy ever. And they can't come up with anything, so they're gonna come, this is what they're going to come up with? Trump is so bad that he repaid a loan with no default. And that's what all his illegal is. That's so illegal. Get out of town. They make no sense. And they're going to put the whole country through torture. Especially Trump. But the rest of us got to deal with it too. And it's going to cost us all money one way or another. And it's going to cost Trump a lot of money. And yeah, it's making headlines. But I mean, it's so stupid and such baloney. And why would they even bring that up? You want to charge him with fraud for a loan he took out years and years ago, and he repaid it with interest? I mean, don't you go to court if you don't repay it?
Well, that's what I would think.
Yeah, well, now you go to court even if you do repay it. You know, those FEMA camps that don't exist getting closer every day. They're just trying to move him out of the way, and they can't, and it's killing them. They are trying every sneaky, underhanded thing, and it's killing them. And they're just getting nowhere with it. And it's relentless. You know, aren't people sick of it now? Can't people say, hey, you know, back the hell off. They're bullies. That's all they are. It's organized bullies. And they're bullying this country. Every one of us they're bullying. Not just Trump. They're bullying all of us. You know, Trump is the big face in the picture. But all our faces are in the picture. They're just steamrolling every one of us.
That's what Trump said. If they come, they can get me, they can get you.
No, they have gone all out against this guy. Maybe they will get him for tearing the tags off his mattresses. You know, one day, my mother went around the house and took the tags off the furniture. She took it off the couches, off the mattresses. And I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm rebelling. She was rebelling against the government by taking the tags off. I thought it was the funniest thing. And it stuck with me. And now I see memes. Yeah, he's getting indicted for taking the tags off the furniture, taking the do not remove tags. off the pillows.
You know, when Missouri was under Democratic years, ruled back in the 60s, they had a property tax. So you'd have to have an inventory of all your end tables, coffee tables, chairs, couches, dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd tax them.
Wow.
Your rugs. They tax all of that. Coat hangers. Not no clothes, the coat hangers.
Wow. What business do they have going within your house anyhow?
Well, you sit on a form. And you have to list it.
Yeah, but...
And I would imagine if they came out and did an audit and you missed something, they'd probably charge you and plus interest.
Wow. That sounds totally unconstitutional that the government knows all of your assets. And taxing
is
supposed to be voluntary.
That's what St. Louis County used to do, I'm telling you. They finally got away with it, got away from it.
I'm glad of that, but, wow, that must have been a hell of a burden on people.
The best place for taxes is in your pocket, Joanne.
Exactly. And they got all kinds of deductions and everything that people can take advantage of. They try to get them on that, too. And then everything he did was legal. And he ended up paying more taxes than the Democrats. Well, we're talking about fair share, but they took every deduction, too. Anybody who thinks Hillary Clinton didn't take every tax deduction available.
Oh, I know.
Or Obama, or the Bushes, or, you know, any of them. They all took the deductions. Every senator, every congressperson, every business, it's all legal. And if Trump said he had that much in assets, and the bank agreed that he had that much in assets, and the title company agreed that he had that much in assets, who the hell is this judge to even try to assess and evaluate that property? And you're right, Proof, it's not even his jurisdiction.
Yeah, I can see maybe, even though I don't believe in it, that if it was in New York City, then you could say, well, at least it's in the city. But he's not sanctioned to do anything in Florida, as far as I know.
No, not in Florida. He can't be valuing property. But unless, you know, like Trump Tower was put up for collateral and evaluated. I don't know where he's getting his numbers from. But who the hell is this judge anyhow? That loan was paid. And it was a deal between the bank, the title company, and the borrower. And the taxes were paid on it. And if he's saying that it was only worth $18 million, well, then the judge owes Trump some money. Because I'm sure he overpaid the taxes on the property value. Yeah, and now Elon Musk, he's another one that they're going after with this lawfare. Elon Musk just posted, seems that way, and the Wall Street Journal opinion says, does the Biden administration have it in for Elon Musk? The Tesla CEO faces a remarkable number of government probes. There's another one. Oh, that judge is going after Eric Trump, too.
Right.
He just
because he can.
He says, yeah, it says, it's absurd as this case is, Judge Engoron knows that I have done absolutely nothing wrong. Any impartial judge looking at the facts and extensive testimony would never have allowed my name to be dragged through the mud. Frankly, it's cruel.
Mm-hmm. So, everyone, we just got the 90-second buzzer.
Okay, well, thank you all very much for tuning in, Joe, And Bianchi, thank you very much for calling in. Proof, thank you for having me on tonight. To all of you out there listening, good night. I love you, and I'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, everybody,
adios,
for calling in, because without you, we would have nothing here. So I will be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oops.